views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everyone. This is Audrey Michelle, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. So now we're on our second show for the month of June, and our topic of healing the emotional body. And I literally could talk about this all day. Paying attention to the emotional body and healing the emotional body has become so ingrained in who I am and my everyday experience. So having these vulnerable, authentic conversations has become so fun in my everyday. I can't help myself, but just have a great time speaking to all of our guests. And it's been incredible because I get to meet people like today's guest. I have to tell you, you're going to learn so much in the next hour because being vulnerable and authentic is exactly what my friend and fellow author and keynote speaker, Sahar Paz, is up to. So today, we are going to look at how you can release the baggage you carry, knowingly or unknowingly. We're going to hear stories of courage and bravery from Sahar's life and hear how she's been able to forgive and release energy from every cell in her body. We're going to learn how to rewrite our story and how to be the shero of our story. Sahar is on a mission urging women to speak up, to raise their hands, and to be heard. I'm so excited, Sahar. It's so great. So good to have you here. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me and for initiating these vulnerable conversations, not just with me, but with other women. You know, that's how we learn, how we feel and know that we're not alone. So big exactly. Gratitude.
Yeah, I love it. So I have to tell you, Sahar and I officially met face-to-face in New York City at the Emerging Women Conference, but our relationship started on Instagram, which I loved. And I followed Sahar for a while and always loved what you were posting. And then we were both so happened to be at Emerging Women in New York City. And after the initial night of the conference, I remember I was like in the hotel room by myself. I totally went by myself. And I'm just like scrolling the conference feed hashtag to see who else was there. And Sahar had tagged it too. So I was like, oh my gosh, we should like totally see if we can find each other. And at the same time being like, okay, there's like 600 women at this conference. It's huge. So, okay, I guess if it happens, it happens. But then I remember waiting for the big conference room to open for all of the, you know, big name speeches that were going on that day. And I looked over and I'm like, oh my God, that's her. There she is. I'm going to go say hi. So I'm so happy I did because it's been a really fun few years, like running into you in different places. And we really connected and both in the midst of writing our book and things really took off from there. So here we are. We both have books. We both have online classes. I think it's safe to say that we're working on second books. So very fun. Sahar, congrats on everything you're up to. And I'm so excited to chat today about releasing the baggage we carry.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think us meeting was definitely purposeful because in my journey of writing Find Your Voice, I will say that your voice was definitely someone that I referred to, especially in times of doubt, because there were moments I remember at the table we were sitting and I was having an insecure moment at Emerging Woman and you were just calm and asked me to really be empathetic with the process, which we're going to talk about today. And it's a full circle moment right now. So I'm really excited to dive in.
Yay. I know. It's very fun. I know you come up often too. I love it. So you are really, both of us really are in this healing conversation. And by in it, I mean, we live it, right? Like we've healed from some major stuff and continue to heal from major stuff. Like it's ongoing. So I want to talk about what we've learned over the last couple of years. I know something that's been really important to you in relation to healing the emotional body, again, is releasing the baggage we carry. So talk to us. Where do you begin with releasing the baggage you carry?
Well, you know, in life, me, you, everyone has these important moments that really impact us, whether they're positive or negative. And today, the baggage we're talking about is obviously the ones that get in our way that keep us back from being who we want to be or feeling confident and just not serving us in any way. So, you know, with those moments, they're pretty impactful at first in the sense that it takes time for you to process them. Maybe you're really bummed out or anxious or angry or saddened in the first weeks and months and so on, and you have this certain story that repeats in your head. But over time, it just fades into the background and it becomes your baggage, just like when something burns, when you burn a piece of toast, you get used to that smell. Or when there's a light hum from your refrigerator, you get used to that sound. So this baggage becomes the same for your mind, for your emotions, for what you're carrying around. And then you're making these decisions from that same place because you're still pulling stuff out of that bag. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that you pull your baggage from this vague place, you know, this place that it's kind of on auto repeat and some, you don't even hear it or feel it anymore, but it's taken a hold of you and it's made you this person that's quiet, or it's made you a people pleaser, or it's made you full of guilt or sadness and so on and so on. So get specific, bring it into the light and, you know, prepare yourself. It is going to be a little difficult, a little uncomfortable, but you need to face it head on. You know, you and I are obviously authors, so for us, words are a big deal. So having a journal to write in is definitely a way to release for you and I. That's not the same for everyone. Maybe you think in images. Maybe you need to just sit and ponder and cry, cut magazines, burn pictures, whatever the thing is, like really bring it into the light, face it. And get specific as you can. Even if you're not a writer, I encourage you to think in bullet points and just get those words on paper, because there's a power of getting these words out, even saying them aloud, just a form of getting them out somehow.
Yeah, so, seeing them, saying them, I always find very helpful.
Perfect. Exactly. Exactly.
So you want us to be specific about what we're feeling, what happened, and how we felt about it.
Yeah, and from, you know, my personal story, I have one that's really the journey of my career and how it's been shaped. So at a young age, things have happened in my life that made me feel not worthy and had pretty low confidence into my late 20s. And I, because of this, thinking that I'm stupid, I was a late college student and graduated college at the age of 30. Top of my class, New York City. I was studying marketing and went to a college that focused especially in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. So I had the amazing opportunity to work for the VP of John Varvatos, which is a men's line
that
most people are familiar with. Oh, hey. Man. Yes. I mean, the showroom is just, it's just like
stunning.
Living that New York dream. Yes.
Yeah.
So here I am, 30 years old, and, you know, in my career before then, by the time I was 18, I was managing a retail store. By the time I was 25, I was working in banking in New York City, doing mortgages for the private bank at Citibank, you know, had my Series 6 and 63. Like, I'd been around the block. I knew my stuff. I had every right to walk in there and hold my head up high and know that I was pretty much overqualified to be an executive assistant to the VP. But it's a great opportunity. So, I mean, who doesn't want to work by the C-suite? So here I am, and I'm with the VP and a person from HR, and they're both there and expecting me to just knock it out the park. And at the end of the interview, I wrap with, I know I have a lot to learn. which I clearly did not. And this was just the automatic story that I had wound with, you know, being humble and not good enough and playing yourself down. And, you know, this story, I, even to this day, when I think of myself in that room, I cringe. But the difference is I've brought it into the light. So when it shows up and tries to really control my current circumstance, like it did that day in that room at the age of 30, I know when it shows up now.
Yeah.
Because I've brought it into the light. So I'm like, girlfriend, Yeah, that happened, but a lot has happened since then. Both wins and losses, failures, and the good stuff. But I, by bringing it into the light, I have the ability to stack other stuff on top of it rather than it's just this noise or this stank that's controlling me.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so we only have 1 minute left here before we have to go to break. So I just want to... we're going to continue afterwards, but I love this idea of bringing it into the light, like awakening is right, more so shining the light in the dark corners of what's going on for us and then building from it, like you said, instead of, you know, it going into this like deep, dark hole of, you know, I always have a lot to learn, I'm not good enough. Now you've shined the light on it and you can, you're building on top of it. I think that that's so wonderful. So like I said, right now we need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with Sahar and we will be discussing how to heal the emotional body and how to release this baggage that we carry. So you're listening to Rewired Life Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. You can learn more about my book, Coaching and Free Meditations at AudreyMichelle.com. And when we come back, we're going to continue chatting with Sahar. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you.
Jot it down. Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back on Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And of course, our guest today is Sahar Paz, who is talking with us about healing your emotional body and how to release our emotional baggage. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to learn more about you, Sahar. What is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of your work?
Well, across all social media and on the web, it's all Sahar Paz. So S-A-H-A-R-P-A-Z. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Sahar Paz. And you can also find my website at saharpaz.com.
Perfect. So before we went to break, we were just wrapping up about your thoughts on how to release emotional baggage. And I know there's one more thing you want to share with us.
Well, bringing it into the light is a lot like, here's this bag I've been lugging around way back in my heart or deep in my mind or down in your soul or however you see it. And you want to open it up and check out what's in there. Does it
right,
fit you
anymore?
Right,
do the big scary of like opening it, you know, peeking under the rug, opening the bags. I know what, you got to do it.
Right. And some things are memorable and you want to hold on to them. Cool. And some things don't fit you anymore. And it's time to let it go. But really, it's about getting specific with the emotions that were left with you. And let's face them head on. And to do that, you need to get really empathetic.
Mm-hmm. I love that word. Mm-hmm. So after being honest with ourselves and taking responsibility for our part in what happened, like you said, what's next is looking at it with empathy. And I think you mean empathy for both ourselves and for others.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're breaking it down simply in these segments by segment, but the process of bringing things into the light, I want, you know, everyone to remember that you're going to feel a little drained and maybe a little sad or mad and reliving things. And that's when you really have to get empathetic. Empathetic with yourself because, hello, PSA, you're human. You are going to either make mistakes if the, you know, if the thing that you're dealing with in your bag has to do with just with you and no other party, give yourself a break. You're human. Get real and get honest. Bring your stuff into the light about what you did wrong, what you've learned, and remember who you are today. The woman or the man that you are today and all the experiences that you've had since then. Mm-hmm. Now, and if your baggage has somebody else in there like mine with my dad, get empathetic and check out the other person's point of view. What were they going through?
Exactly. It's so hard, but so important.
It is. And this is not excusing them. My dad was a mean man. I do not excuse what he did to myself and my mom. No. But he is a product of his upbringing. Mm-hmm. And I understand that he was abused by his father. So, okay. I'm not excusing you. I still have every right to my feelings and to hold you accountable for your crap. However, I'm going to adopt empathy for the hurting boy inside of you just to relieve the pain on my part. And, you know, for people who have suffered any kind of physical, emotional, any kind of abuse, you sometimes think it's my fault. And for me to really understand that I am not the cause of this, I had to gain empathy for my father. So for you, what does that mean? Who is the other party? Can you understand how they're translating the situation and maybe even to this day not see it your way or not give you the respect or the room or whatever that you believe and feel is right?
Yeah, that's so hard and so important to turn it, right, and not see it in a different way than just your own. Mm-hmm. I think we get stuck in that and, you know, this is how I see it and you disrespected me and getting really stuck in that story. So mm-hmm. I think what you're saying then is forgiving others first is so powerful, but it's really a gift that we're giving ourselves. It isn't so much about saying what you did is forgivable. You know, you might still be a mean, bad person, but forgiving them is really about sending them love. Like you said, sending that little boy that was also hurt love in your father and understanding where they're coming from, understanding that maybe he doesn't know any better. Maybe, You haven't shared the, you know, I don't know the complete details, but maybe they don't know any better. And then more importantly, I think what you're saying is releasing them from every cell in our body, telling our body they no longer have control over every cell in my body, just allowing that to escape.
Exactly. And the emotional body and the, has a big part to do with your brain, and your brain is that muscle, and these stories are what really has your brain holding on to, this is who I am, this is my baggage, and I am the victim. And by adopting this empathy, you are letting go of being the person that's, you know, is a victim to this, is the person that's been brought down. So you can, you take ownership of it. You're turning the perspective. You're taking power into your own hands. You're becoming the shero and the hero of your story in this moment. And for any person that is wants to transform and change, which is an inevitable part of life, empathy is number one ingredient. You got to realize you're human so that you could be honest with yourself without beating yourself up.
I love that. Being empathetic so that you can shift out of that victim mode, right? Especially if you're somebody that has the habit of being in that space, right? I think, like you said, it's a muscle to be able to recognize that you're in that space and then use your tools to shift out of it.
Yeah, your brain wants to find identity. There's a part of your brain that's like, who is this person? I need to have a story that helps me identify with who I am. And often we get in the habit, with me included, of becoming the victim. And that's just a bad habit. It's a bad story. Your brain is a muscle. So I'm a big believer of using your words, your voice, and your breath to really switch things around.
Mm-hmm. So, Sahar, I know you have a class going on with the Women's Network right now, all about learning to find your voice. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. So just what I was talking about, it's the introduction to finding your voice. And right before this, we were speaking about how your voice is really how your brain is trained. The first module in the course is dedicated to naming these voices. So this is hard work. So I have a poke at it by naming them Black and White Betty or Bob or Psychic Phyllis. And these are just simple patterns of figuring out how you think. And it's so cool to see the women in the group or in the Facebook group share like, oh, I got a nasty Ned over here, you know, and talking about the characteristics, which are just simply patterns or stories that these women have made up that gets in their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like my story in John Barbados, I have a lot to learn. No, just like the story I had with my dad that he's just a jerk and it's all my fault. No, we're both hurting. So it's very cool. And the Women's Network, it's all online, and I'm there in video, and you just really get to understand your voices.
And how do we find more about that?
You're welcome to go on my site, saharpaz.com, and there is a tab that says course. Just go right there, and there's all kinds of video and goodies and links to the Women's Network through there.
Awesome. I wanted to share. So like Sahar, I found Lois Shannon, who's going to be a guest on the show later this month. She runs the Women's Network, and we all met at Emerging Women. It's a big tribe of, you know, women who are up to stuff. So that's very fun that you guys were able to connect and create this amazing class. It's serving so many women. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Again, my name is Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. If you go to audreymichelle.com, there is more information about my book, coaching, free content, and you can always learn more about the upcoming topics for Rewired Life Radio. For example, when Lois Shannon's going to be on. And when we come back, Sahar and I are going to talk more about rewriting your ending. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today our guest is author and keynote speaker, the lovely Sahar Paz, who is talking with us about healing the emotional body by releasing the baggage we carry. So in the previous segments, we've talked about, you know, first being specific about how we've been hurt and taking responsibility for where we've been hurt. And we just discussed how to forgive ourselves and others and come to the situation with some empathy. And now we want to shift into how to pick yourself up after all of this. And again, you can learn more about Sahar and her work by going to saharpaz.com and finding the many tools that she has, including her book, Find Your Voice, and her class, Find Your Voice, and being able to release the baggage you carry. So Sahar, I mean, these things you've been through in your life, the things you've seen, you've really done and continue to do the healing work that it takes to really show up in the world as a powerful woman. Like, you literally have rewritten the ending to your story and reframed how you want to look at things. So last week on the Dr. Pat Show, I was talking about healing the emotional body and talking about how emotions get stuck. And we touched a bit on how the emotions get stuck. So I'm happy you're with us today because I want you to start sharing your knowledge and tools on how to release the baggage we carry. So again, how do we shift from being in that victim state or, you know, just feeling yucky and consumed by whatever had just happened and begin to pick ourselves up? How do we do that?
Well, respect that process and understand the initial wham of it, and hopefully you get through that. And before it settles into that stink that you don't notice anymore, before it just, you know, tucks itself into the nooks of your baggage. And that's when you really want to bring it into the light, like we said. And that empathy is huge. And then from here, it really turns into solution-based. It's really important that you don't get into that victim state of mind or perspective. And respecting the process is huge because it takes time to rewrite the ending. It takes time to shift and let go of the baggage. So be patient first and foremost, and then get specific. So we were talking about in the last segment how in the course I help the women name their way of thinking. This is a way to make it lighthearted, because to let go of the baggage, the emotional body story, to get out of that pattern, to have your brain or have a new habit, a new way of thinking. So begin to notice when you feel a shift in your emotions. What were you just thinking? What were you saying to yourself? What did you just experience? What were the words that were either floating in your head or out of your mouth? And I ask for you to get more specific, because as you begin to pick yourself up, get more confident, find more joy, become more intentional, these things are all like muscles that take practice, that take sets of more time, more reflection, and doing them more frequently if you were to just compare it to a workout, you know? So by really noticing, I'm really judgmental with myself. I'm not
to do that.
Yeah. Judgy Judy, dude. She's huge for me.
That's awesome.
Yes. She comes up all the time criticizing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shameful Sarah too. Shameful Sarah is just like, she's always around trying to make me feel guilty and like I didn't do good enough. And it's not even, she's been there so long because, you know, my upbringing, and we haven't spoken too much about that. And for a reason, you know, after I published Find Your Voice, I spent the next 2 years going on tour and saying my traumatic story of being born in a Islamic revolution and war, and the abuse that I've survived re-traumatized me more. This is the part where I brought it into the light and I had to hold that empathy, but doing that for 2 years can take its toll. So for people listening, recognize the judgy Judys, the shameful Sarahs, like recognize the intuitive Inez, you know, the bold Becky. What are the good and the bad parts? Because what's happening in the state of victimhood and the state of holding your bags and refusing to open them up is you're carrying the same one, you're carrying the same voice, you're being the same person, you're refusing to see all that you can and have done since then.
I like that. And one of the things you and I talked about when we were chatting is we're most afraid of is what we hold closest to us. Like you said, holding on to that bag so tight. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like it's become so much a part of us that it's become comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's your whoopee. It's your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, like, and it makes sense. Like, let's go back to my dad. He was physically and sexually abusive. And we came to the States and he left us after a month of being in Denver. So for me, I was like, nobody's hurting me again. Shut down, lock down. This heart is mine. So it was at first that voice was my bodyguard. Let me protect you, little girl. You're in a new country. You've lost your dad. Your mom, you know, you're emotionally have lost my mom just for survival's sake on her part. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to protect me. And my voice is protecting me on the inside. No way. I'm going to be perfect. So no one gets rid of me, and I'm going to make sure that I'm so sufficient and need nobody's love so I don't get hurt. And that worked great until I became an adult. And that's when my bodyguard became my bully and said, nah, you don't deserve love. You don't deserve success. People abandon you because you are not smart or lovable. It's all your fault. Shame, shame, shame. So I held up because of that fear of abandonment. Because of that fear of not being able to do well, I held it so damn close that it owned me.
Mm-hmm.
It spoke on my behalf. So that's why bringing it into the light and being empathetic, those two parts that I keep going back to are ginormous, because you got to face it head on and it's scary. But what you fear, you know, you hold on to very close. And that's not, you know, let's change the perspective to the solution, to remembering who you are, to rewriting the story to include other possibilities.
Yeah, to back up enough to not only see option A and B, right? Sometimes we like to reduce it to like, well, it's either what I'm living or this other awful thing that I'm not going to do either. To be able to back up and be like, maybe there's option A, B, C, D. You know, these things that you don't know what you don't know until you're able to like back up and, like we were talking about earlier, be open in being vulnerable and authentic with other people, that it starts to open up like, oh my gosh, maybe there are some other possibilities that I didn't know about, you know?
Mm-hmm. What I just heard you say is black and white Betty is telling me yes or no. And creative Camila's coming in and saying, honey, I got all these other choices for you to think about.
She's like, right? Girl, I got all kinds of ideas.
Exactly. So
ideas coming out my ears.
Yeah, we have all these, like, we're complex human beings, both men and women, you know? So just learning how to listen to that chatter inside, learning what is the baggage and what's not is great. And that comes to play when you bring these things into the light. And it's really important when you do, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah. I know, not to lay more shame on top of what's already there, and not to judge the judgment is something I talk about a lot. Is I'm like, you know, we have to be in a judgment-free zone, but then all of a sudden we're like, oh my God, I'm so judgy. And then we start judging ourselves for being judgy. And it's just, I'm like, whoa, we got, you know, you have to like break the pattern and really just stop.
That's when you got to do an inversion.
Yeah. Stop doing what you've been doing to yourself for all of these years. And I think one of the things you also mentioned was recognizing the woman or man that you are today.
Mm-hmm. You know, this relationship with my dad really affected my dating life. And it was really frustrating because I'm a very conscious person. And to see myself, you know, like you said, it's on a cellular level to see myself make these repetitive decisions with men and be like, whoa, Sahar, like you did that and you were even conscious. Like it's such a difficult thing. So that empathy really kicks in to be patient, to know like, okay, sometimes it's a matter of just catching myself over and over and rewriting it. And for things that are really ingrained in that way.
Yeah.
You know,
I like to say the pattern like hides. It's really sneaky. It hides down in there and it likes to pop up and be like, ooh, are you sure you got it figured out?
Exactly.
Let me just check in. Let me throw a wrench in your plans and see how you deal with it.
Right. So that's the process that, you know, I constantly want to remind everyone to respect, because you're going to fall back. You're going to mess up. I mean, that's just, you're human. Back to the PSA. Ding, ding. Hello. You're human. So, you know, respect that process. When you get into your patterns again, this is the moment where you decide, am I going to beat myself up, or am I going to go back to the solution I applied last time and then add a little something onto it? And that's why it's so important when you bring things into the light to recognize in this first time around, what helped you? What does your personality like? Are you like Audrey and myself and yoga and meditation is your thing, or is it not? Do you need to just play with your dog? Do you need to read a book? Do you need to
go on a hike?
Whatever.
Nature. Yeah.
What's your thing? Who's your support system? What voices help you?
Yeah. And like you said before, our brain and our emotions are a muscle. And then to add to that, like how we think is how we recover.
Yes. You know, your emotions come to play and they last a very short time, but then the story you build around them keeps those juices, whether they're the good or the bad kind, flowing from your brain into your body. So it's really important for you to be cognizant of what you're telling yourself, and it's okay to process those emotions. This isn't about shoving it down. This is about being honest in a very empathetic way.
Yeah. And for me, it kind of shows up as like, oh, that's that again. Okay. There you are. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think, was it Elizabeth Gilbert in Emerging Women 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to blank on the name of her last book, but she talks about bringing fear with her on a road trip and mm-hmm. being like, yes, I know that you're going to come, but you have no control over where we're going, what the radio station is set on. You know, you don't get a look at the map. I thought it was a really cute way to, Big Magic. There it is. Her book, Big Magic, talks about, mm-hmm. knowing that these things exist, right? Knowing if judgment is your thing, if criticizing and guilt or, you know, whatever tends to repetitively show up for you, just knowing that it's still kind of hiding in those cells and it's probably going to come on the road trip with you, but let it know that it doesn't, it gets to be a passenger, not the driver.
Yeah. And for my smart analytical ladies and gentlemen that are listening, this is the point where you don't get too analytical into, well, why am I this way? And you go back to the baggage and then you get stuck back in the bag. This is where you really got to shift it into that solution. All right, who am I now? How am I going to rewrite this story? You know, who am I today as the man and the woman that I am? What are these experiences that I stand atop on? Failures and wins. And what is my choice now? What is the story and the words and the voice that I choose intentionally and consciously today?
Yeah. So again, your book, Find Your Voice, I know it's very tools oriented for us. So do you have one favorite that you like to share with people?
Fight fear with facts. We were just talking about fear, so it seems appropriate. You know, fear is natural. Fear is good. Fear has a reason. So, you know, all your negative emotions do. They're kind of there like, yoo-hoo. If you're sad, it's asking you to pay attention before you get depressed. Mm-hmm. If you're nervous, it's asking you to pay attention before you get anxious. And with fear, if you fight it with facts, fear is helping you double check yourself to make sure you're not messing up. So, you know, if you're going to go launch a business or have a really hard conversation, what are your fears? Am I asking appropriately? Am I asking in the right way? How do I want to approach this conversation where it doesn't turn defensive? So it's good. It's asking you to fact check yourself in a way, but the fear doesn't have to take over. This is when that other thing comes in of rewriting the story. Okay, I'm scared of those things. And maybe that fear comes in with an experience that I had before, but now today I choose to know that as the man, as the woman I am, I've prepared. I have learned. I come with this, that, and the other to the table. So it's very, you know, in this way, it's a little emotionless, and I ask people to really get factual because fear is a little tricky and manipulative. So you got to get really factual and like a lawyer with it.
Get your lawyer on with your fear. I like that.
Fearful Fran. Get out of here.
Okay. So I want to make sure our listeners have your contact information again. So you are all over the place social media wise. If you use Sahar Paz, Sahar Paz, you can find her on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And if you put .com behind it, you can find her website and find her book and get a hold of some of these amazing tools that Sahar has created from all of her wisdom of learning over the years. So we need to take a quick break again. This is Audrey Michelle on Rewired Life Radio. I know I've mentioned some past episodes here today. So if you missed an episode of Rewired Life Radio, you can always listen to the replay or get the download by simply going to rewiredliferadio.com. So that's the deal. So we will be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important?
Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have the wonderful Sahar Paz with us here today, talking about healing the emotional body and releasing the baggage that we carry by not only being specific about what's going on and taking responsibility for what's going on, but also forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. And then moving on to rewrite your story and to understand it's a continual rewrite of your story. So, you know, I think if we can master the skill of forgiveness, so much opens up for us. And simply sending another person love, letting your body know that they no longer take up space in your body is so important. I mean, that is absolutely the key. Forgiveness, telling your body and telling the universe that the other person in the situation no longer needs to take up space in your body. So first, of course, I want to thank you, Sahar, for being with us today. I love hearing your voice. I love hearing your perspective. Always so beautiful. Can you share with us one more time how we can find you and how we can take your online class?
Absolutely. You can visit my website at saharpaz.com, S-A-H-A-R-P-A-Z, and there you'll find everything. I have a self-led course through the Women's Network. It's a digital course that is 4 modules and includes audio and video of me guiding you along to find and use your voice. So it's all there.
Perfect. And 4 modules, so it's at your own pace, essentially.
Exactly. You could do it day and night. You have access to it for the rest of your life.
Awesome. I love that. Okay. So here's the deal. In my fourth segment, I like to ask my guests the same question. And for me, this idea of being intentional with your day is so important. And the reason I like to ask all of my guests this is it's everybody's is different. And so the idea for me is, how do you set the tone for your day so that you can show up and show up in your power for your life? So what is it you do and what are the tools that you utilize to get yourself intentional for your day?
Well, you know, earlier we talked about words and breath are the biggest, you know, things that lead to transformation, especially in ways of affecting your brains. And we're all, you know, we're all here in the free world, which has us working really hard and going for the dream. And that has you getting lost in like produce, 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 go, 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 rush, 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 check it all off the list. So I have to catch myself, you know, especially after living in New York for 10 years, it becomes ingrained in who you are. So when I get up in the morning, even if I'm on a tight schedule, sitting on the edge of my bed, eyes closed, palms on the knees, and taking three breaths, counting four in and out deep into my belly. And in that place, I'm just reminding myself, breathe. I set reminders on my phone. I know that Lois is probably going to come on and talk about her app, Erin, that is an app that reminds you to breathe with these lovely little tones and has other resources. So breathing is a big one for me, and remembering to relax my face. And when I do this, I'm also really becoming aware of what is my mind telling me to do? You know, why is she telling me, hurry up, we got to go? Because that's her natural state to produce. So I'm constantly putting her in check. And these moments of like, breathe and clench your jaw really help me do that. And they don't take up much time at all.
Yeah. Talk to us about how this has been for you to not check the boxes. I am a recovering type A personality, check the box, you know, so I'm curious.
Well, you know, Find Your Voice was really in my, I loved to produce then, and I loved what I produced with Find Your Voice, and it was lovely. And at the time, it was a lot about me giving permission to share my story. At first, the first draft of Find Your Voice was just three stories, not nine. So through that process and even the touring, it's so fast-paced and it's such a rush and it's lovely. But now I'm really pouring love into the details, and with like baggage claim, I'm really wanting to spend time and be more mindful and be more intentional and be more, more thorough, because I don't want to be in the, it's a lie that it's a race. I'm like, life is supposed to be enjoyed. It's supposed to taste good and feel good. And, even in the times when it doesn't, just the ability to sit with it and be with it and have one foot in the now is so important. So it's a constant reminder. It's a muscle that I'm actively trying to flex. You know, it's a huge part of my healing, because when you push yourself to produce, or, you know, that's my typical pattern, because I think we've always been running from the war, running to the States, running to survive when dad left. So I'm safe now. I can slow down, pump my brakes.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful. Pump the brakes. It's been interesting. I had gotten into a very lovely rhythm of, you know, like you said, after the book, got out of the like type A, like you must write all these things, and, you know, deadline for the editor, deadline for production of the book and all those fun things. It had like slowed down, and it was kind of like, I really had to fight the what's next. Mm-hmm. And really had to sit and do nothing is, you know what I mean? Like, I was not doing nothing, but it felt like I was doing nothing. And that was really hard. Mm-hmm. To watch myself kind of jitter around in that. And I think Judge Judy tend to show up in that one of, you know, what is it that you're doing with yourself? You're doing nothing. You have this book, you should be doing X, you should be doing X, Y, Z. And being able to like sit in that space and not produce. And so, so that was interesting to watch myself go through. And now with the radio show, it really is, you know, with a weekly show, there's a lot that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in this space of constantly turning on the, you know, have I sent Sahar everything that she needs? Have I done all of our social media? Have I done, you know, have I done this? Have I done that? Have I checked the box? And, you know, I have a total spreadsheet of boxes to check for all of my guests to make sure everybody's taken care of. But now that all of that is done, being able to sit back and really relax into it has been where I'm at right now. So I love the idea of breathing and relaxing your face. I was like, oh, geez, that's a good one. Relaxing my forehead right up there. Yeah.
It is. It's good to be in the now. You know, now is all we have, and time is a thief. So enjoy it. And even in the times of challenging times where you just want the now to pass, it's good to understand why it's serving you, because every now is a moment to stand atop on. You know, every now is a chance to use your voice in a different way, inside and out. And every now is a chance for change.
Yeah. Honey, thank you so much for being with us. It's funny how you say you could sit and listen to my voice. I can sit and listen to your voice. I'm just like, So beautiful, everything you have to say. So thank you, Sahar, for sharing your story, for sharing your time with us. So Rewiring Your Life is about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, like we've been talking about, one moment at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you'll be able to be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. And if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds, and to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching, and you can always learn more by going to audreymichelle.com. So I want to thank Sahar for being with us today, for teaching us more about releasing the baggage we carry. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to audreymichelle.com/radio or by going to transformationradio.fm. Next week on Rewired Life Radio, I'll have author and relationship strategist Denise Onofre sharing with us how to live your life by your own rules. So fun. Have a good week, you guys, and tune in on Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.